This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell's beating his brains up to try to help us out, to try to make sure that we all have a chance to make a few bucks online. Now, if you're going to buy, you know, a friend of mine called me the other day. He said, hey, look, I really want to get there and I want to use your promo code, but, you know, the slippers are like, $100 and some odd. They're not. When you first get there and you see these prices, they're not the prices you're going to pay. You have to put the promo code in at the shopping cart, right? So go through, find what you want, and listen, if you can't afford it, isn't right, then so be it. But right now, he's got a sale on those slippers. I keep telling you how great they are. He's got a sale on those. You're going to save like $90 from his normal price. So if you need slippers, you're going to buy a loved one slippers or what have you, that's the thing to do. It's the place to go. And again, promo code Joe on your way out. I can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save yourself some good bucks there. And let me bring it back out with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her take on the things going on in the world around us that I just can't make sense of.
But you can. I have something to interject here. So I looked up the lyrics.
What did I do wrong now?
No, it wasn't you. It was me. I just made
a
natural assumption about that song by Martina McBride that you played earlier. And I assume that she said, let the white girl sing.
Oh.
She doesn't. I looked it up. She says, let the white dove sing.
Ah. Well, you're a little sensitive
I think
it sounds like you're a little sensitive about white folks. I mean, how do we fix that?
It's all that privilege you guys have, and I figure you can write songs about a girl.
When I see the guy at the supermarket bending over backwards to help some black woman because, you know, I don't know what he's afraid of, you know, because he's a little white boy, I always get a kick out of it. I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. And during, like, the whole BLM thing, I would do stuff that's so rude. Then I'd go, Black Lives Matter! I pull into somebody's parking space that they were waiting for half an hour. Black Lives Matter!
You're so mean.
I don't use this black thing to my advantage, but that certainly ushered in a way for me to live a little bit higher on the hog, if you will.
That's funny, though. I would have done, but you know, in all fairness, you know me, I would have done the same thing, right? You're doing that because I'm black. I know it is. Get your manager over here. No, let me take care of it. I'm sorry. I didn't, you know.
Step in front of the line. Black Lives Matter.
Well, listen, you guys got slighted again. I don't know if you know this, right? Did you hear that Marvel has introduced the first gay Spider-Man in the latest Spider-Verse variant, and why would they be black and gay, or why not do a black one? Would that all make sense?
Okay, first of all, mark my words, you are about to see an onslaught of black gayness in every aspect of the media. Okay? Don't ask me why, because I'll have to tell you. But the point is you're going to see more and more of that in the near, very near future. So don't be worried about it. If this Spider-Man happens to be white and gay, just hold your little horses, because it's getting ready to happen.
I mean, think about how these people are so locked into this, right? So now you had a regular Spider-Man. Okay, now you're going to have a gay Spider-Man. You're going to have a transgender Spider-Man. You'll probably have a female, spider person. I don't even know.
Oh, it can still be man if she identifies as.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, pardon my ignorance. I'm sorry. This is what they think sells, and these things, they're freaking out right now. Did you see Independence Day?
They don't think it sells. They think that we need to be educated. This is all about.
Oh no, that's true. I've got black friends who think people like you are just too dull to know better. Seriously.
Right. They don't mind losing money. Let me put it to you this way. If Christian films have gotten better over time.
Oh, thank God.
They were pretty bad. But why did we keep doing them? Because we believed in our message. We felt led to share our message. We wanted other people to learn what we have and to help their lives. It's the same for them. They're just twisted. It's the same for them. They think that and it goes back to my original point, but they really think that they're trying to help us. They're being patient.
The woman that killed her 18-year-old son. Because she wanted, I don't think she wanted to kill him. I think she really believed in what she was doing, and she was going to prove it no matter what, right?
I believe that.
I did a story like this about 2 years ago, where a woman killed her cat because she only would feed it fresh fruits and vegetables, and they starved to death, right? And you were talking about movies at the same time, and I was thinking, remember the Noah movies that came out? They were almost simultaneous. There was one based on the Bible story, and there one that was extremely loosely based on the Bible story. Now, the one that was extremely loosely based that Hollywood put out there. Oh, we got to hit this on the other side because you'll appreciate this. Joe Messina, your host, Tony Schmidt, still with me. She'll be with me in this other break. Be right back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Obviously, your host, I just got this news flash over my shoulder. And they had that group, Jane's Revenge, or whatever it was, had painted with red paint on some of the churches and the care centers that this organization hates women, which is hilarious, right? I mean, seriously, Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. I'm looking at the red spray paint, and I'm thinking, wow, so a care center, a crisis pregnancy center, hates women. The centers don't charge anything. They don't get government money. They help any woman that feels like she's, you know, in a crisis because she's pregnant. Matter of fact, most care pregnancy centers, which are not Planned Parenthood centers, will help these young ladies if they get an abortion and they realize that what they did is wrong or they're having some emotional issues with it. You can actually go to that care pregnancy center and they will give you help. They will help you with mental wellness. Try to do that at Planned Parenthood. They're going to tell you to get over it. What you did was fine and right, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. That's exactly what they're going to tell you, isn't it?
They're going to tell you that it's nothing but matter. It's nothing in your body but matter. The beauty of modern science is that it disputed those lies that they were able to get away with in the 70s, possibly the 80s.
Yep.
Now they have to come up with a new lie. But isn't it interesting how the left has been so successful in turning what is natural to God, nature's God, upside down? I could see how they could convince men that babies are worthless, can be destroyed. Woman's care is only getting an abortion because it works to their advantage. How do you convince women that women's care is killing your baby? That's got to be the most unnatural. I'm not talking about women don't want to be moms. I'm just talking about your innate nature as God created you.
Yeah, but we have taught these young people, and
right.
We had to start. We had taught these young people that it has no value, okay? Matter of fact, if anything, it's the enemy. It is taking up space in your belly area, and it's sucking off of your body, and it's making you tired and feel bad, and it's going to ruin your life.
It's going to ruin your life. We have... Women are now so assertive, and they're so goal-oriented in terms of their career-oriented, that I think a lot of parents, as well as the girls, go, this is going to interfere with my future. And women don't see their futures anymore as being wives and mothers because, like I said, the left has distorted and made that goal to be so unlikable and unworthy. So what do they have left? If you tell women that they are unworthy as wives and mothers, the only thing left for them is career, which is fine.
Yep.
But if you're pregnant at 17, that's going to come in the way of your career, which is your most important goal. Or you brought up Chelsea Handler. I don't want to step on your intro for that. But as she said, you know, she was pregnant 3 times in high school and proud of it.
Yeah, I see what I mean? There's no understanding there. There's nothing left in their souls. Okay, but I want to go back to the Noah movie for a second. We were talking before the break.
Okay.
We talked about the cat lady who killed her cat because, and the liberal, flaming liberal, decided that you shouldn't kill animals to feed an animal. Now, if that cat was in the wild, what does it feed off of? Rats, squirrels, mice? It would be killing other animals to survive, right? She thinks that she's going to fool Mother Nature or something, or retrain Mother Nature, so she ends up killing a cat, just like that woman ended up killing a kid. Now, the Noah movies, there were 2 Noah movies. I don't know how many people really got this. They came out at the same time, or pretty close to each other. One of the Noah movies that came out was put out by, you know, a Christian studio, what have you, and it was based truly on the story of Noah from a biblical viewpoint perspective. The other one was put out by Hollywood, who put it out, and the reason they were being punished was because of the damage they had done to the earth. Right? Noah and family, and I guess everybody else, from lighting their fires and killing animals and all this, they were being punished for this. And I'm going, my God, that's how far stupid they're willing to go.
To them, it's not stupidity. They honestly, well, they have so many reasons why they want to promote agenda, but it's in most movies that you, most anything you watch. I bought my first HD big screen television because they came out with this show called Planet Earth. I don't know if you remember that. It was several years
ago. I do.
But it was beautiful. It was shot incredibly. In fact, watching the how they made it was good. But doggone it, you had to turn the sound down because every 5 minutes they were talking about how humans were responsible for killing everything that you, they're joy suckers for one thing. They just suck the joy and beauty and everything out of this amazing world that God created. Planet Earth should have, had I been the producer of the show, been a tribute to the glory of God.
Yep.
I don't know how you can see that any other way. But all they did was say, but all this will be soon destroyed because of man, evil man. It's like,
yeah, they can't help themselves. They really can't. Look at, you got the EPA freaks right now out there doing damage, right? I mean, think about something. They're eco freaks, and yet they're setting fire to things. Do they see it? Hello, right? And they're mad over the SCOTUS ruling on the EPA.
And if you would all run out to Amazon right now, if you must, and buy my book, Deb and Sebi's Real Deal on Global Warming. It's written for an 11-year-old and up. Not only can you understand it, then you can explain it to your kids and you can give it to your liberal friends.
Yeah.
That's why I was so interested. I couldn't have a normal conversation with anybody about climate change because, to me, there was a lot of common sense stuff and there was a lot of God stuff that was, I just wanted to ask some questions. But I got met with so much anger.
Oh, you can't even ask the question.
You can't even ask the question. So I started researching this. And because I worked for Disney, because I worked for children's television, I said, I can explain this story in a way that's easy enough for a kid to understand.
And you can find it at Amazon. All you really, really just go ahead and...
Amazon, but yes.
I guess if you're on Amazon, you don't really Google you, but you Amazon you at that point. Sonya Smith, and the book comes up.
Devin Sebi's Real Deal on Global Warming. And please, give it a good review, because what happened in the beginning is liberals started tanking it down, and my star rating went down. So get it? Give me a great review, please.
All right, well, when we come back, I'm going to finish my story about the eco freaks, and that AOC wants to dump SCOTUS so that we can care for the global ecosystem. Be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, my flight got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
What did it take you to get there? I got to LaGuardia Airport in New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. You get informed. And then, you know what? You don't just get informed. You step out on the information you have. You don't let them walk all over you. You don't let them tell you lies. You don't let them get away. You know, you sit with your buddies, and some idiot comes out and talks about the separation of the church and state and the Constitution. That's why you should have a Constitution, portable one with you, you know, pocket one. Hand it to them and say, you know, my God, that sounds good, but where is that? Because I don't know where that is. And I've read this thing a couple times. Make it fool out of them. It's the only way to, you won't really want to stop them, but you'll slow them down anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonny Smith joins me. She does every week. Always enjoy her insight on some of the crazy things going on. All right. So I told you I wanted to get back to this other thing when we went to break. You've got these eco-freaks going crazy. They're mad. I mean, they're burning things down. I thought they were all about the ecosystem, right? If you put smoke in the ecosystem, you got problems. The women are
mad. They got special smoke. For them, it's not a pollutant.
They got special Democrat dispensation or something.
That's right.
So the women, and men too, are furious about the Roe versus Wade. And the funny thing about it is, again, they didn't ban abortion. Shows you how crazy these people are. They did not ban abortion. So the women are mad, and I know it's kind of a joke, but the reality is all of a sudden they're telling people who are against abortion, men like myself, you can't speak. You know why? You don't have a uterus. So now we have defined a woman, and that's okay. AOC says because of the women's, the Roe versus Wade and the EPA decision that SCOTUS, this is how much she knows about the Constitution, SCOTUS needs to be dissolved because they're a danger to the global warming, cooling thing, and they hate women.
Sorry, there's a disconnect for me. I'm not really understanding, maybe you can clear this up, about how the SCOTUS ruling of Roe versus Wade is connected with climate change.
They're all going nuts over SCOTUS being out of control and making these rulings that make absolutely no sense, and they hurt women, and they hurt the ecosystem, and SCOTUS shouldn't be around anymore.
That's all I'm asking is how does it hurt the ecosystem?
the EPA ruling where they said the EPA oversteps on a regular basis. They don't have a power to make the kind of laws they're making and that kind of stuff.
You know what? Anybody willing to try to understand what the left is saying has way too much time on their hands. You know, we're busy trying to keep our families going and school and church, and they got time to do this and go out and yell like little harpies about killing babies. I just can't relate to it. Sorry. They don't speak for me.
That's because you're not collecting, you know, welfare like they are and, you know, all this other stuff.
Well, I'm not the modern day, quote unquote. That's not even the modern day. But I'm not the old school feminist. And they're dragging that whole thing along from the 70s, and it ain't working anymore. If you notice, the pro-life movement is a lot of young women. It's not these old Hillary Clinton types.
Yeah, no,
Our Bodies, Ourselves. I remember having a copy of that book. I should have known early on that I wasn't really one of them. But it's odd that they're going Our Bodies, Ourselves, but if we say, well, our bodies want to have children to term and we don't want to murder, then all of a sudden we're evil to them. I don't know. I think they're really sick. On a good day, I feel sorry for them, and I pray for them because I know I'm supposed to, but not because I want to. But I kind of think, let them burn.
Let them hang themselves, so to speak.
Let them hang themselves. We have too much on our plate to do. We're all suffering from high gas prices, high food prices.
What do you mean high gas? What are you talking about? There's no high gas prices. What are you, crazy?
Well, I'm going to run out and go get my electric car next week because Lord knows that doesn't run on anything that's coal related or... If they would just do one thing smart, just one.
You could give them some credit, couldn't you?
If I could give them one some thing, credit.
You say, okay, look, they're trying.
I'll give you that. They can't come up with one thing that makes sense, that's logical, that actually works in their behalf. And they never have. I mean, Dennis Prager said, everything the left touches, they ruin. It's true.
So, I got to tell you this because I read the story earlier today. I didn't do anything with it yet. And Newsom has decided that he had a special meeting. It was some kind of energy reserve that he was telling the legislature they had to pass. Our ability to dip into the reserve when we needed more energy. But if you read through the actual context of the bill that he wanted to put out there, he wasn't talking about somehow storing energy. What he was talking about was approving that you could buy energy now from coal firing plants. Right? The things that he called the most dirty plant, the most dirty whatever, he was approving that now. But he wouldn't say it was going to be okay to buy from these plants. What he said was it was going to be okay to dip into the energy reserve. He tried to make it sound like oil reserves, right? And you sit there and you go, people will buy this. You know why? Because they're dull. They don't know. They're not educated. They have no clue that that means absolutely nothing.
But didn't you wonder why? I mean, you saw it coming. I saw it coming. Oh, God's children, how saw it coming. Didn't you wonder why they were purposely dumbing down people, whether it be TV show, the media, or schools, or whatever? I always wondered, what is the advantage of making people dumber?
Do you mean as of late, or do you mean...
Oh, no, throughout the years, throughout the...
I have a theory, if you want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
So, in the days of Jim Crow, the Democrats figured out that you couldn't educate black folks. Because if you educated black folks, they might be able to figure out how to get out of the trouble they were in, right?
Exactly.
So, think about it today. If we keep people stupid...
Not just to get out of the trouble, but to fight back, to be knowledgeable, to be able to... Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's all, to me, that was the whole thing. If they can keep you dumb now, they can keep you dependent on the government. And they own you, right?
Right.
That's
exactly why they've done it. But right. When we were kids in school, they were not trying to dumb us down. We learned American history. We learned citizenship. We learned how to read. Oh, my God. Clutch the pearls. We learned how to read. And then there was this trend towards back to what you're talking about, is don't let them learn, because if they learn, we can't control them. So I've been watching that over the years, and I wondered, well, that's a terrible thing to do. And now I see why they're doing it, because I don't understand how people can read articles like you just mentioned and not go, that makes no sense. But they don't have the capability of saying that makes no sense, because they've been dumbed down for so long.
Yeah. And when you listen to, I admonish some of you people, think we're like not telling the truth here. You go up to YouTube and you go to the Mark Dice channel. Just go grab that. He doesn't go out of his way to pick stupid people.
He's really nice about it.
Oh, he's a lot nicer than I would be. Seriously. But again, he grabs these people. They don't know anything about government. They don't know how laws flow. And then you got this bonehead, AOC, yeah, I said it, bonehead, that comes out and she says, we need to do away. No clue what the Constitution's about. No clue about the separation of powers, because she's talking about Congress doing away with SCOTUS. Congress can't do away with SCOTUS. You know, but isn't she an economics expert? Does she have a degree in economics or something like that?
Here's the thing, is the left has never been a fan of that whole Constitution thing. So you're standing on the Constitution going, hasn't she read it? And she said, yeah, and I think it needs to be done away with, because that's not so cute.
They still use Old English in that. It's so wrong.
We'll be back in a minute.
Joe Senior, host, Doug Opar, a lot more coming up after the break.
She's an idiot. And they follow her.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joey, 55732. 55732. Hey, I was talking to somebody yesterday, or actually last night, and we were talking about, you know, how to get the show, and I don't know if you guys know this, but we're live on Apple TV, we're live on Roku, we're trying to become live on Amazon. They are a real pain in the butt. And we're trying to become live on Amazon, and so there's a whole bunch of places. The best way to get the show live, though, frankly and honestly, is to do it from our website. If you come to my website, you can watch the show live. You get involved in the chat room. A lot of good people in the chat room as well. Actually, as I always say, they're smarter than I am. Seriously. And you know, they got great conversation going on over there. Sonia Smith joins me. She does that every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well, Sonia. And you were talking about, you were down in L.A., was it yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you were driving through there. What a wonderful, beautiful sight it must have been. You know, LA is such a beautiful city. I get, as long as you're looking up, you're fine, right?
Yeah, and really smoggy, right? And foggy, and yeah, no. But okay, I'll give you that.
All right. So there was an interview with Gascon. He's the DA for Los Angeles, and the current DA. He won't be there long if things keep going the way they're going. And he was talking about how safe the city was. That this recall on him is a Republican-led recall. And that, you know, they're going to reverse all the progress that they've made in L.A. So, they're talking about the Republican donors. We can't allow them to circumvent all of this with this Democrat process by, you know, executing a political power grab in L.A. There's no, you know what? This is what they do. They make the Republicans sound like ogres. And ain't nobody feel safe in L.A. Nobody. Right? I mean, you were there. Did you feel safe down there?
No, I couldn't take it, but I live in a normal part of California, so it really is culture shock for me. But I talked to my daughter. I sent her the same picture I sent to you of the butt-naked man walking down the street in front of a sign that said almost $7 a gallon gas. And she lives in a neighborhood of multi-million dollar homes, and she sees the same thing. And she wonders if her daughter saw the lady crapping in the middle of the street. It's just a given there. I mean, I took the picture of this butt-naked guy, but I'm not sure that anybody else was. They were used to it. My guys, they were used to it. How the left gets us used to horrendous living situations and is beyond me. We don't stand up to them. You know, the Republicans are as big a problem as the left. So I'm not quite sure that they are much help. I don't know what we really have to stand up, like you say, and stick to it. And we're our only hope. It's not a party. They're not going to help us. They're scared of the left, and I understand that. They're mean, rotten people. So you can't count on Republicans either. And you can see where the left has taken us. So you got to do
that. And they believe it to be true. They believe it to be the right place. Look at, they went nuts with Clarence Thomas. Now, you all of a sudden, this guy was quiet for years. And now that Scalia's gone, you know, he's opening his mouth and saying a lot. But a fellow by the name of Rex Chapman, a writer for one of the papers, had the audacity to say that Justice Clarence Thomas is a black, white supremacist.
Of course.
Right? And you think they did that with Larry Elder? So if you don't agree with them, if you don't toe the black line, the black Democrat line, you're a white supremacist, no matter what color you are.
Well, yeah, they called Candace Owens that. They called me an aunt, Tom. They could, you know. So they get away with name-calling, and in the past, Republicans have folded. They're dealing with a whole different group of people now that we don't care, and we kind of laugh at them, and we go, clearly you don't know what an Uncle Tom is. You ain't read the book. You don't know the story, so thank you very much. Once you take the pull the rug out from under the bully, they got nothing left.
You know,
but the Republican Party is not willing to totally do that yet. We still don't pull that rug out from under them. I mean, I'm really concerned with people like
God.
I almost said McConaughey, but McConnell and McCarthy and. We're not going to win anything with those guys.
No, until we start replacing them, we really need to stop thinking that they've got our best interests at heart. They don't.
They don't.
And stop playing the game and finally turn around and go, you know what? No. We need to, you know.
And thank God for Trump, which I think is the bottom line to why any of these changes have been made, these rulings with SCOTUS, have happened. Trump ushered that stuff in. The Republicans would have been too scared to say anything about Roe. Have you ever heard?
We would not have this conservative SCOTUS right now, or leaning SCOTUS, if you would, if it wasn't for Donald Trump. I mean, we would not see the constitutional opinions that are coming down from this court, would be.
Right. Which is their only job. That's all they're supposed to do.
God, I can't stand it. I honestly can't stand it. I read this stuff. I see what's going on. See what's going on the left. You want to try to be nice. You want to try to, you can't. You can't play nice with them at all, right?
Not anymore. Those days are over. We wanted to be middle of the road. We like politicians who said, I can get along with both sides. I can get everybody to pull. We don't like those guys anymore because you got us into this mess.
No.
Why don't you just say, I want to go to the dinner parties. I want to be liked by the New York Times. I want, just say that. Get it over with.
You know, I played episode the other night, and that was that black woman that was running for Congress. I think she was running for Congress on the East Coast. And she was on a phone call with an inmate. Did I send you that clip? I should have sent you that clip.
Because
she was going down the list of talking about how they needed to infiltrate. They needed some sleepers in the Republican Party because that's where they were going. The only way they were going to take it over. Wanted to know why she was fighting for money. Where she kept using that. Where are the duffel bag boys? You know, I mean, come in here and start dropping that money on me in the duffel bags and bring me that dope money because I'm not afraid of drugs. I'll use the drug money. Bring it to me. Now, wait a minute. This brain surgeon is on the phone with an inmate.
That's hilarious.
The whole call is recorded and then played later on. I guarantee you, with everything she said, she'll be charged with nothing. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. And that's another thing we're sick of. Some people need to go down. And I'll start with Hunter Biden and Joe, but, you know, you pick.
No, it is quite infuriating and frustrating that they, again, they get away with this. Remember, this is the part that they keep saying, no one is above the law, right? Nobody. So, anyhow. All right, so let's get to the unhappy part of this, which is you're taking a little hiatus.
Ma'am.
All right, you're not being fired. Didn't ask you to leave. She's not mad at me for not paying reparations.
Do you know you've never paid me to do this? I think I want back pay.
What are you going to negotiate payback to whenever?
Been a pleasure to do your show, Joe. How many years? I've done this for quite some time. Every time I go, I can't do it this week. I got busy. What's going on? And every week I come back on because I have such a good time with you.
I have a great time with you. People love you. I'm telling you, it's one of the most viewed, video cast, podcast, whatever the heck they call these things.
What they call these days, right?
Yeah, right. And it truly is. And I think it's because of, we talked about this the last week. It's the open conversation that we have where some people are clutching their pearls and others are going, wow, this is great, you know?
Yeah, nothing's off limits. And that's how it should be in America, folks. Don't be scared to say what you want to say. Get some black friends, get some white friends, and be able to be open up and talk to them about stuff that you have questions about or feelings about. And you know what? It's just like with Christians, and I really am not crazy about my Christian friends who don't have a relationship with you, but they want a Bible from you. I'm like, dude, first you need to have a relationship, a love relationship with somebody first.
Yep.
Then you show them that, and then you can lead them to other things. It just doesn't work the other way, you know, because it's lazy work. You just throw a scripture at them, and I'm good, I'm gone.
No.
And it's the same way with friendships, whether they be, you know, interracial. I don't know what the new terms are, but
you know, but why do we have to be that? Why can't you are not my black friend, Sonia. When I tell people, you know, I got this friend Sonia. She used to work for In Living Color and yada yada yada, and I don't allow them to go down that road.
Right.
I don't put it out there for them. Why?
Well, because that's not.
You got 30 seconds. Go fast.
Say I'm an American first, but I also don't shy away from the black thing. I love being black, and I have a perspective, my perspective on that, and I'm glad I'm able to talk with you about everything.
She's not going away forever, people. She'll be back. She just needs some time. Doing some personal stuff she's taking care of. No, she's not going into rehab. I guarantee it. She's going to help family out. And family is always first. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless people. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour.
USA.